My camera stopped working, which is good because it's brand new, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
Did you get it from the camera shop that we went to?
I got it online because I didn't enjoy their customer service. I bought it on Amazon out of spite.
What didn't you enjoy about their customer service?
Number one, went the first time, said it opened at 10, got there at 10:05, door locked. Guy inside looked at me, didn't open the door.
Step. Ooh. Strike one.
Strike one.
Yeah.
Went in and said that I wanted to trade in my old camera for a new camera.
Yeah.
And I went up to the person and they were like, oh yeah, just go on our website and fill in the form and do it all on the website. And then I was like, well, why didn't you talk to me about cameras? And
yeah.
Like, yeah, just find the one you want on the website and just buy it. Poor.
So real rock bottom.
Poor customer service. Did you not feel, because you were with me when I went in.
Yeah, cold.
Did you not feel like they were frosty to us?
I also didn't look like there was a toilet there. Which I'm
Did
old.
You need it?
No, but I'm like, what are they doing? You
know? Oh, right.
That would piss me off.
Yeah, but how do you know? There might be one out the back.
Maybe.
So I'm there having my bad customer service.
Do you often go into shops looking for where the toilet?
Quite a small camera shop. Paul's walking around. Where's your can? No, I don't.
I don't need it. I just want to make sure that you guys are serviced.
I want to know that you can go.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it will put me off shopping. If I think you're holding it in.
That used to be. That was like a thing I did as a kid. Whenever we'd go out for like a pub meal, I'd just go and find a toilet.
Yeah.
Just in case you needed it or in case your waiter needed it.
We're talking like when I was between the ages of 8 and, you know, maybe 13, 14. I didn't have a mobile.
No.
So I was just like, I'm going to talk to my parents.
Yourself. No, I'm just going to. So, might as well scope out the toilet.
Yeah, I've ordered my chicken nuggets. Yeah. Let's go find.
I'm going to play my find the toilet game.
Interesting. Yeah. Would you then go in and spend some time in the toilet?
Yeah, just inspect them. Yeah. Come back, give a review to the table.
Yeah.
Pretty good toilets, yeah.
Painting quite a bleak picture of the valleys in the early noughties.
That's a quite concerning picture of you.
Yeah, yeah. Paul's off to play in the box again. Off he goes.
I think it is something to do with, like, I don't know, you knowing where they are.
Hey, I'm a big advocate of knowing where they are. I was saying to Jules, the gig I did last night, there was no separate toilet for the act. Having to urinate with an audience that you've just performed in front
of
is...
Yeah, that's unfair, isn't it?
A real low point.
I think having to be around them is bad enough.
Yeah, because you often need to go afterwards and then it's just the audience in there. And it's not like you can go into a cubicle in the gents, you know, it's a urinal situation.
I was going to say even worse for you guys because you have to stand... You're literally stood there with your cock out.
With the chap out.
Yeah.
I was doing that on stage as well, to be fair. But nothing they hadn't seen before. But yeah, and then you've got to be shoulder to shoulder with these boys afterwards.
Yeah.
How?
And then they are judging your comedy and...
Oh, okay. Glad you said comedy.
And then your penis.
Yeah. And we are back in the,
in the toilet.
We're back in the toilet already.
Back in the gutter.
Welcome to Under the Groomers. Paul is here and Julia is here, but Paul is here in a business capacity. Make no mistake.
Business. Do you still have that email?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Paul, give me some business. The
what's your email address?
My is Paul Hilliard Business, spelled BUISNESS at gmail.com. I didn't realize.
So if you've got your questions, send them straight
Paul
to Paul.
Hilliard Business at gmail.com.
It's sort of an issue though now because I did a couple of gigs and some agents came and like he was trying to write it down and I think it autocorrected.
Oh no.
At least that's what I'm telling myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was just being a bit drunk and went, actually, fuck that, cunt off.
Yeah, I think I have that problem as well. Yeah,
same.
Yeah, they very rarely email me after the show. I got an exciting message off Paul on Instagram, which I always find it quite...
Is that how you communicate?
Well, we normally text, but I got... You hurled into my DMs.
Well, I was listening to the pod.
He was listening to the pod.
I was catching up. How's the in-laws? Are they gone?
They're gone.
They're gone. Nice.
That is nice though. Everyone asked that. When we were at a gig the other night, when someone said, "If you still got your in-laws living with you,
yeah, they've gone."
People care,
and it's heavenly.
Are they passive aggressive towards your other half as well, or is it just you?
Not really. No.
Are they happy people?
I'd say generally they're happy people.
Never seen a very.
It's hard to be a glum Australian.
I've met some miserable fucking Australians.
Have you?
I went to school with a guy called Kurt Schmilo. His dad was a
Kurt Schmilo.
He sounds Australian.
He's from the Gold Coast.
Schmilo.
You got it. Thanks, there you go. Yeah. Kurt Schmilo, and his father was Australian. He had the most hoarse voice I'd ever heard in my life. Worked on the market stores in Ponty. One time we were late to coming back from a Wales versus Japan rugby game.
Oh, yeah.
We got the wrong train or bus or some shit, and Kurt's dad was waiting for us. This real horse.
Do you
have a tracheotomy?
I thought you were going to, he had a gravelly voice, but this guy sounds like an axe.
He starts neighing.
It was mental. He had such a horsey voice.
Australian.
Where are you? Just could tell he'd screamed his entire life. Working on the market stores, obviously,
of
you know.
Of course. Yeah.
His dad picked us up, and because we were like, I don't know, 20 minutes late. Just as soon as we opened, we were in a van, so we all had to sit in the front of the van. He just started fucking wailing on Kurt, just smacking the fuck out of him.
Really? Not Kurt Schmilo?
Schmilo.
He's like, where the fuck have you been?
Wow.
Had you been out?
This is like
naughty?
My first time meeting him. No, we just came back late.
Oh, blimey.
Kurt was just like, ah,
poor
Jesus.
Kurt.
Yeah, poor me. I was there too. Yeah.
Did you cop a slap from Papa Schmilo?
We were sort of sitting just like this.
Yeah.
Daddy's over there. He's coming over.
My daddy now.
Kurt's cowering into me, and I'm like, don't fucking
God.
Get me involved.
Yikes.
Anyway, it was all over in about 5 seconds, and then as he drove away, he went, how was the game?
Long.
Oh, what a harrowing story.
A lot of serial killers, though, in Australia, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah.
Especially because you got the outback, so they kill a lot of backpackers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of places to dispose of a body.
No, I remember Emma Hughes, you know, the Australian comedian. Fantastic.
Paul does a podcast with.
Yeah, I know. That was for the listeners, not for Paul.
Oh, right.
I know
you
knows.
Know her, Paul.
Yeah, I know he knows her. I know we all know
her.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. All right.
She was explaining to me that I didn't know there was a difference between the outback and the bush.
Oh, is there? I didn't think I knew that.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, what is the difference?
I can't remember.
Oh, there's bush. There's bushes.
I wrote it in my phone. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, she said
you wrote it in your phone. Yeah. You must have really.
Yeah, like outback.
About that.
Outback equals this, bush equals that.
Oh.
One
she's
is the
from
desert.
The bush, isn't she?
Yes. Let me go through
is
my
it in
notes.
The notes.
I wrote it in
but
my
then
notes.
How come all the steakhouses are in the outback?
Good point.
No, that's just outback steakhouse.
Maybe this is what I wrote.
Is different.
Outback sparse, bush dense. That's what I wrote.
You brackets. Do want your bush.
Show the camera.
That's that.
I
zoom
can't
in on
you
that.
You wrote that down.
Yeah, I wrote that down. I thought it was quite interesting.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember it. That was
I couldn't remember.
It's good to remember.
I couldn't
dense
remember
bush.
It. Yeah, I couldn't remember it. So yeah, Paul sent me a message on Instagram and said, I've got to come back on the pod. I've got an idea for an invention. And I thought, here we go. So how do you want to do this? You want to just tell us the idea?
I'll be honest. Look, I was a bit excited when I messaged you. I think it is. So
you lost a bit of faith in
it.
Yeah.
A lot of faith. Did you hear my belly just grumble as well?
He's belly scared of this idea.
Did you find the toilet when you got in?
I've got 3 ideas.
Oh, here
we
go.
And I'll give you the worst one and I'll build up to the best one. Okay.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing, Dragon's Den. Yeah. I've got 3 ideas. Here's a shit one though, just to warm you up.
The first one was just like, because I've started getting into like walking.
It's gonna be big. That's not the idea, is it? Walking.
Like going hiking and stuff. Like me and my brother are gonna do like a 3-day hike in the Brecon Beacons and stuff.
Sure.
I'm looking at these, like, all the clothes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it turns out waterproof jackets aren't actually completely waterproof.
Okay.
So.
Is that true? Is that true?
It's like
famously, those waterproof jackets.
You will eventually get wet because the amount of rain that
sure,
gets poured on
them. Sure,
you
can't swim in them. That's for sure.
So I was just like, well, make one that is waterproof.
That's good.
Like a really good waterproof jacket.
That's a great idea. That is a good idea. I've invented a really good waterproof jacket. I think what you mean is like, surely you're not telling me if Bear Grylls is out in that top end waterproof that's like thousands of pounds.
He's definitely
that's got to be pretty waterproof.
He's bone dry underneath that.
It's good, but this is a word that he doesn't like. But waterproofs have membrane.
Okay.
Right.
You don't like the word membrane, do you?
Yeah, I don't think I do.
No.
Does anyone love that word?
This is where... Because I remember, this is where I came up with my waterproof idea, was you started
talking
about cheese. That's right.
Oh,
and
yes.
And he said membrane, and
the
he
third time
out.
Burrata's come up on this show.
I still don't know what it is.
He keeps forgetting what it is.
I don't know that. Oh, yeah, yeah, see what.
I saw my friend yesterday and she was like, I've now just started calling him Benny Boone.
Benny Boone, someone else we found. So a waterproof jacket has a membrane, like an inner lining, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it helps you breathe.
Yeah.
So you don't get too hot.
Don't get too sweaty. That's the.
Don't get too sweaty.
So if you go too waterproof, then it's just going to be a sweat box.
I get it.
Is that what you're thinking?
I get it, yeah.
Right.
We've all been in a cheap pack of Mac on a school trip.
Yeah.
Sweating it up in the.
Yeah.
In the Imperial War Museum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. So yours is a breathable, but very, completely waterproof jacket.
Yeah. Sort of like you watched that film Dune.
I saw the first one.
You seen the
I've seen it.
Dune?
I've
you
seen
know
it.
When they've got those special water drinking systems?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let
them
go out in the sun and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Okay.
Like a space suit.
That's got to be pretty waterproof, you'd think.
Space suit.
How moist is it in space?
Well, I'm just
no moisture.
Oh, is it not?
I don't know.
You said that so confidently.
I know. As soon as I said it, I was like, you ain't got a fucking clue, mate.
Because I'd assume... quite wet up there, but maybe not.
I don't think space is wet.
Maybe it's not.
I bet space is bone
dry.
I think it's cold.
Oh, yeah, icy.
It's cold, so they gotta keep you warm.
There's no moisture, there's no air, is there?
Okay.
Is it just a vacuum? Is it just go... The head blows up, doesn't it? It isn't a vacuum.
That's why you gotta be in a pressurized suit.
Paul is the smartest one on this.
Jesus Christ.
On this panel.
I'm out.
Idea one.
That's not your saying. I'm a fucking fan. I've been listening... relentlessly.
Well, I need to hear the rest of your before I give my official ruling.
Let's put a pin in that one.
So good
I actually
waterproof.
Think that's a great idea. Really good waterproof is a good idea.
I can picture it now. It's like a wetsuit. Maybe it goes right over your head as well.
Like the Michelin Man.
Yeah. You could make it like stab proof.
Sure.
What if everyone just wore this instead of clothes?
Wow, you've like, really 180.
Yeah, I'm really into this now.
Are you worried about getting stabbed?
Hey, I'm not worried about it. You know?
We don't want to rule it out.
Get the boffins on that. If everyone just wore that, so there'd be no like, oh, you're in your special suit. That's just what everyone wears 100% of the time.
Yeah.
No fashion anymore. Right. No clothes.
Yeah, but you know that the suits would become jazzy in different ways.
You can jazz your suit up. That's fine.
Okay.
But that's just what you wore and it was waterproof, breathable. Mm. You never had to change. You didn't have to take your coat off. It could warm you up or cool you down.
Go into the toilet.
It's got that. You can piss in it.
Oh, yeah. It's got the mattress technology.
It's got the technology for the. It's got the technology for the mattress. It's got the pellets.
The pellets.
Got the pellets out the arse.
Do you have to wear anything?
What's that?
Yeah,
you have
underneath.
No, you wear nothing.
Nothing. Not even boxers.
Nothing.
I'm a big fan of that.
This is all you wear.
Okay.
This is you wear one item of clothing.
So it's basically like the future spacesuit.
This is the future spacesuit that everyone wears all the time.
Okay. But then what about talking? So it's covering your face.
I reckon you got a face cut out.
Okay.
And is it more Spider-Man or is it more Iron Man?
I think it's more Spider-Man in my
more
head.
Yeah.
Skin tight.
Prefer, yeah.
Skin tight for sure.
Nice.
Yeah, let's see the goods.
I'm out now. I like when it was Michelin Man I was in. Now it's
maybe
skin
we
tight.
Can, maybe
I'm
that's
out.
The only fashion decision we can give you.
How
you can
puffy
either
you
like
go.
Inflate it a bit so you can go or you can be like, I'm feeling good today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Can you inflate it in some places and
definitely.
Deflate it in other places?
You that's another that's just an accessory you sell.
Okay, cool.
The pouch filler. For example. off the top of my head, what changes would I make? Yeah.
Instantly got a name for it as well.
I was just picturing it in my head and thought, well, we'll have to do something about that.
Wow, someone got the pouch filler. No, yeah. I didn't.
No, you wouldn't be able to tell.
No.
No, you wouldn't be able to tell.
Very natural.
Natural look. I've gone for the natural look. Yeah. Yeah. Just gone regular. I didn't go large.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you don't want
to. Not an idiot. Yeah, go regular
pouch. You want to draw attention.
I'll have the regular pouch filler accessory. And that's expensive.
Is it?
Yeah, that's expensive. You sell that as
you
an
add-on. You want to price people out of that, do you?
You've got to sell that
you
as an
You
want to
shame people. Poor people must reveal how big they're.
It's a premium product.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this has got legs, Paul. When you said it's a good coat, I thought that's not, you know, but now I'm starting to see
this. I think
this.
You've adapted it into something quite different from its original.
Okay, well, that's my idea then.
I'm happy though.
Yeah. But you could have a helmet, I guess. Could have a helmet.
That could be. What about a cape as well?
Yeah, stick a cape on it. Bit of flamboyancy. I mean, now we're just dressing up as superheroes.
Yeah. Do you wash the suit? How are we cleaning this suit?
I think
suit?
You have a wash and a wear.
Two suits.
Wash.
Are you limited to two suits? Because this is what's going to happen. The rich are just going to have like... It's just going to become clothes.
I don't think you'd need more than two. One in the wash, one on the bod. It will self-clean to a certain extent.
We need to make this clear. Does it self-clean?
To a certain extent. I reckon a wash and a wear.
Okay.
When you get home, you take it off at night. And
self-cleaning.
Then you've got a special wardrobe, you put it in, and then you shut and it and it goes like overnight. Yeah, yeah. And then you got it for the
deep
next
clean.
Day.
But then everyone's just naked. No more pajamas.
No more pajamas.
So everyone's bollock naked.
You'd have to be
from 6 p.m.
Right,
onwards.
You'd have to be starkers.
I love a pajama. I can't do that.
Yeah.
It's a fuck off from me.
Oh, really? Well, that was a good idea.
Throw in some pajamas and I might be more.
So your only problem is that when you take it off, you can't wear pajamas.
Is that when you take it off, there's nothing else?
Well, I've changed society, really.
Keep the suit on till bedtime. It's very comfortable. You take your helmet off when you get in.
What do you like about pajamas so much?
I love pajamas. They're the comfy because they're so comfy. I'll
go
full leg, a baggy trouser,
a sloppy top.
Too many clothes on me when I'm in bed.
I was going to say, I didn't even need to ask you because I bet you're a Starkers, aren't you? Yeah, of course you are.
Of course he is.
On a good day.
Absolute filth.
How about you? What's your pajama game?
I'm a joggers and t-shirt. I'm just joggers.
Yeah.
For me, the jogger.
As soon as you're home, joggers on.
Joggers in bed?
Not in bed.
That's a Kurt Schmeiler move.
Yeah. My mate, he used to go in the winter. He used to wear his joggers under his suit trousers to work.
How big are your trousers?
He had his joggers on underneath. That's class, that. I thought that was a good move.
But didn't they not look like he's got lumpy legs?
Yeah. Sure.
He did it for the pouch.
Looks insane, yeah.
But the pouch looked very full.
He didn't need the add-on.
No.
Yeah.
Created his own little add-on. Yeah.
Lumpy legs.
Yeah, I think joggers, for me, if I could always be in joggers, I'd be a happy man.
Oh, same. I think everyone.
Joggers for life.
Yeah.
You're a stand-up comedian, you can't.
Do you know what I have thought about it? Yeah, I thought about doing a character once that meant that I could wear joggers on stage.
Yeah. Do it.
I also thought of doing like a play where I could be in bed and do it as well. Just anything so I could just be in bed for the whole time. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
That'd be really nice. Yeah. You could be a sat down stand up comedian.
Yeah, but you know I've got issue with people sitting down.
Yeah.
It's a red card for me. Especially if you're doing like 20 minutes or less.
Yeah.
I think if you sit in that time for any other, obviously for medical reasons.
Sure.
I'm not a monster.
Yeah. Sure.
Few people can get away with it, but it's
I
very
think it
rare.
Puts an expectation on you that you have to be really, really good.
Like a fucking superstar to sit down, basically.
The confidence to just sit down and take a load off.
It's insane. Shorts, baseball hat, these are all things that annoy me.
Fair.
I've done all these things on stage.
What's your next
invention? I've done all
invention.
These fucking things on stage. Sat down.
Show some fucking respect when you're up there. Your second invention, Paul.
Yeah, go on.
Second invention. Just a pill that makes you happy.
Okay.
There we go.
We've had a few pills so far.
Yeah.
But just...
like an antidepressant.
Yeah, but like better.
Yeah.
But like an actual... Because that just makes you not as depressed, right?
Yeah, none of the side effects.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really nice idea.
I guess this would be for... Like, say you're going to a family occasion. Say you had to go see your in-laws.
So you're not getting, like, high or anything, but it's just, like, just puts you in a really good mood.
Yeah, like a bag of Smarties. Have you tried Smarties?
More of an M&M man.
Okay.
Have you tried morphine?
Morphine?
Have you had morphine?
No.
It's like,
have you?
Yeah, it's amazing.
What
it's
happened?
Like, oh, I had, like, I was hurt or something in the past.
Physically, not emotionally.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got on
morphine.
Yeah. I had a bad day at work.
He calls it morphine.
I got my opium pipe out. No, honestly, like, it's just a really nice, like, if you hit the sweet spot.
Yeah.
it's kind of like the best drunk you've ever been.
Oof.
The clarity.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you remember being
I remember. And being like, this is class.
Yeah.
And being like really happy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, obviously, like, that's not a long-term solution. Morphine to your problems.
Yeah. Although my grandma was on patches.
Oh, yeah.
And she was on this mad dosage for like years. And then all of a sudden the doctor was like, sorry, we've just realized your grandma's on like this mad dosage. And she was just living life, loving life.
Yeah.
So happy. And then they took her off it and she went nuts. Like overnight, she was like hallucinating because she was literally like going cold turkey off of opiates. And then, and we were like, put her back on. She was fine. Like she was obviously coping with it. Like she was literally a dream to be around. And then we had to like really fight for them to like put the patches back on her. And it was crazy.
I bet they're class.
Yeah, this is the life I want to live.
Just blissing out.
Just bliss.
What a ride. Yeah.
And then off it. Was
I mean,
like,
she was still able to like slag off all the other people in the home and stuff. Like she wasn't completely lobotomized, but she was happy.
So this tablet, would people take it every day?
I think it's more like when people will take an aspirin when they've got a headache. It's similar, but like, oh, I've got to go.
As and when.
Yeah, I've got to go to a work stew.
Yeah, I've woken up on the wrong side of the bed. Mm. Pop a little pill.
Yeah, it's not like you're suicidal. You're not super depressed. You're just like,
And it doesn't have enough of an effect to get you. Because I think we'd all be hooked on these pretty quick.
That's the problem.
Because who doesn't want to feel like that?
But if it, like most of your day is quite happy, isn't it? You know? Like, would you need one of these pills just to, like, if you were going to a theme park, you wouldn't be like, well, I'm going to drop some happy pills as well. It'd be like, well, I'm already going to a
theme park. The level it gets you to has to just sort of even you out.
Yeah.
So you have to be on a grumpy day.
Sure.
To level you out rather than it gets you above
maybe it has no
base level.
Maybe it has no effect over 50% happiness.
Right.
That's a really good feature.
Yeah.
So it won't make you happy if you're already fine.
Right,
but if you're cleaning,
it's a placebo.
If you're cleaning the bog, it's going to bump you up
too.
Take a half, I'd say, for a bog. Like, come on,
it's going to bump you up a couple of levels.
Yeah,
but it doesn't get you any. So, like you said, if you're already having a good time, and you take it, will have no effect on you whatsoever.
Yeah.
Very interesting idea.
I like this.
You know,
this feels like a potential investment opportunity.
You might be two for two here, Paulie.
What would you call it?
Paul's pills.
We'll work on a name.
Yeah.
Just to circle back, as they say in the biz.
Very nice.
There we go.
The very office nice. Biz.
So I didn't realise that we were professional.
Didn't realise.
I've been picking up. I've been listening to some
high performance project. Yeah, that's those
some
are the
Diary of a CEO.
Those are the podcasts we're coming for.
Yeah.
Diary of a CEO. Maybe we'll get into the high performance game.
Yeah.
You have to do things like get up at 2 a.m. And
you definitely can't wear trackies for that.
I reckon Humphrey's ever wearing his joggers. He's not wearing his joggers, is he? He's the kind of person that would tell you to go to bed in your suit.
Sure.
So you wake up.
So ready you save
to,
time.
Ready, wake up ready to go.
Yeah.
Those fuckers don't make any sense.
No.
Like just wanking off over people's morning routines.
Yeah.
Like you're a fucking loser.
Yeah.
That's why they've got such big arms.
What do you
They're
mean?
No different to us. They're all just baffing shit into a microphone for the internet. Like, we're high performance in that case.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want a spaffing shit off, Jake.
Yeah.
I can tug into this.
Come down the groomers.
Yeah. We could get him on.
Sure.
I still reckon we could get Vorderman on. She's Bristol.
I'd love to get Vorders on.
Carol.
She can make the wall with Jay McDonald.
She should be on the wall.
She won Booty of the Year a few years ago, I think, yeah.
Have you seen that booty? Well deserved.
Not recently, I don't think.
Oof.
Look it up.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
All natty, do you think, or...?
Is that a little bit of work, right?
I think there's a bit of help. I think she's had some of the add-ons.
That's a BBW.
BBW.
Do you think in the booty?
BBL.
Oh, right. What's a BBW?
I don't know.
Big beautiful woman.
Big beautiful woman.
So is it?
That works as well.
Yeah.
BBL, is it? What's that? Brazilian
lift.
Brazilian bum
you
lift.
You want the lift, yeah.
BBL, is it? Oh.
BLB.
BLT. I got one of them BLTs.
That's why your ass looks like shit.
Yeah. Why's your ass so fat, Jeremy?
I mean, I'm on those BLTs.
I'm on them BLTs, baby.
God, I love a BLT.
Yeah. That was genuine as well.
Yeah,
I saw
I
the
did.
Love in your eye. Sorry, Paul, you wanted to circle back on something. We did 10 minutes on Carol Vorderman's house. A real roller coaster.
Delirious.
Real roller coaster this episode.
All right, sorry, circling back.
So your nan, when she came off the drugs,
yeah,
was she like that scene in Trainspotting, like when she's, you know,
she
when
she climb
out
of a toilet or anything? No. But
was she like fucking spewing in buckets and shit? And like
she, I don't think she was really ill.
Good
like
question, Paul. Good question. Sorry, just want to go back to your nan going cold turkey. Was she spewing into buckets out of curiosity? We almost missed that fucking bit of journalism from Paul.
She kept seeing her parents, who were obviously dead.
Wow.
And going, they're coming to pick me up. My parents are coming to pick me up. She was like proper seeing
scary,
mad
isn't
shit.
It? That's
yeah.
Scary, isn't it? Get her back on the
Get
patch.
Him, come on.
Give her the patch. Give us all a patch and shut up.
That's the only like reference I have to withdrawal is that film. So I'm just like.
Yeah.
And your nan would have been what, like in her 60s, 70s?
90.
She was 90 going through
cold turkey.
Yeah.
I reckon your nan could be the oldest person to go through cold turkey.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
William S. Burroughs said that he reckons the reason he lived so long was because he was doing so much heroin. But that sounds like something that someone who does heroin would say.
They
know.
Do that with anybody who lives into a long...
Yeah.
Like, there's always, it's like, well, I had 2 cigarettes a day and a shot of vodka at lunchtime. Yeah. It's like, yeah, okay.
It's just genetics, isn't
it? It's all genetics. Mm. What's your third invention, Paul?
Surprisingly, it has to do with heroin.
Hence the circle back. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's thought gone into this.
He's invented heroin.
Yeah. We've gone from happy pills to heroin. Yeah.
I'd like to invent backs. Like
backs.
Backs.
Like extra backs.
Nope. You know, yeah. Is that what that means?
You know how you have a back and I have a back and he has a back and sometimes they hurt.
Oh, what, you mean the human back?
Human back. So spare backs.
It's a good
removable
idea.
Back.
A removable back.
Just like here's a new back.
Spine or just full back?
The whole thing.
Just a whole new back.
That's a good idea. Interchangeable. Well, would you be limited to the back or would you have all interchangeable body parts?
Well, I think
parts?
Start with the back and then you can add arms and legs later.
Okay.
But like,
I think the
backs.
Back is the hardest thing to start with because how do you get the limbs off the back?
Yeah. Pop the arms
I think
off.
You've got to start with the limbs, removable limbs.
In my head, when I see the removable back, if there's the back,
yeah.
It's like you do like a cut and outline of like a piece of
like
paper.
A rectangle.
Yeah, like a rectangle and that just pops out.
Like a battery.
You're back in. Mm. Any extra features of the back?
No, right? Just because everyone's back hurts.
Yeah. You, so can like you can backs. Do that belly dance it. You can do that like...
Yeah, you can do the worm.
The worm.
Yeah.
That's a feature.
Yeah, that'd be nice because it's true. Most people do struggle with bad back and having a bad back has got
Awful.
To be
Awful.
The worst thing in the world.
Even a twinge in your neck.
Can't get comfy. Anyone who's hurt their back will know.
Yeah.
The absolute pits.
And everyone does.
Everyone does.
Everyone does.
Everyone does it at some point.
Get to a certain age and you're just like, wow, my back is hurting.
I can see the advert now. Paul there, like real honest, like used car salesman type, like, got a bad back. I mean, that's not how you talk, but I won't do the voice.
Yeah.
And then be like,
Danny Dyer's doing your advert.
Paul's backs. Like, you know, like that kind of vibe.
And we've given you jackets. We've given you pills.
Yeah.
Now we're giving you backs.
Yeah, exactly.
You slag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'd feel like I would buy that. Yeah.
Also, the back came from, I read a Kurt Cobain's, or not autobiography, it's biography. Mm-hmm. And one of his big excuses for doing heroin was because he hurt his back. And he said it was the only relief he could get was injecting heroin. But again, that sounds like something someone addicted to heroin would say. It's like, I got a bad back.
It's
That's why I need to do it.
Yeah, I stubbed me toe.
So if we did have new backs, we'd still have Nirvana.
Ipso facto. Yeah. Well, would it be identical to your old back or could you have something a bit more muscular if you wanted? Just out of curiosity. Asking for a curiosity.
Yeah.
Maybe one without as much hair on it. I want much smoother and much musclier. I think I'll have
the rest of your body is the same.
Yeah, but my back is absolutely shredded. Can I have the Vin the Diesel while I'm up? Actually.
Because also you'd have to get it measured because it'd have to fit. So you'd have one just really like ripply, like hench section.
Yeah, tan.
Yeah.
Very tan. Beautiful tan.
Yeah.
Couple of tattoos on there. And then just this white flabby frame all around it. Yeah. Yeah, the back of your arms would look worse.
If oh anything, God, yeah.
Next to that. That
it's a direct comparison.
That lovely back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like it. Yeah. People find a back quite attractive.
Oh, yeah.
People are into backs, aren't they?
Yeah, big time.
Some perverts are really into backs.
Yeah, I like a back.
Yeah, you like a man's back.
Broad back.
Is that the word, broad?
Yeah.
In this scenario, though, the shoulders are the small. Well, the shoulders are standard. Because the shoulders
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, but I thought that.
The shoulders
isn't
come as
the
part
whole
of
point
it?
Of it that it's functional rather than attractive? Like,
did the shoulders come as. Yeah, but if you're going to get a new back, you might as well get a nice one.
Well, I think it's add-ons. It goes back to the suit. Like,
you can add on shoulders.
You can have a hench shoulder while you're there.
I think you've just invented plastic surgery.
Yeah, but plastic surgery, that works for your muscles as well.
Right. It goes deeper.
Mm.
I would have that.
There's a fortune to be made here, Paul.
Only.
Your celebrity man crush.
My celebrity man crush, I think.
Someone you look at.
Nowadays?
Day. Yeah, these days. Current squeeze.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Sure. It's complex. Always. Oh, Jill's not impressed with that.
You don't like Gyllenhaal?
I don't like Gyllenhaal.
What?
I don't.
He's, he's got beautiful cheeks.
He's never really done it for me. He's got a weird, wild look in his eye that I don't trust. Yeah, it's got you written all over it. Yeah, of course.
I'm like, maybe, you know.
Maybe he'll slap me around a bit. That's what you want.
But he'd make sweet love to me, and then, you know, I'd wake up and he'd have a knife over my head.
Yeah, he'd either be crying or.
I didn't know this about Jim. I didn't know he was a complicated character.
Oh, he just looks like that.
Oh, he looks like it. Okay.
Also, he dated Taylor Swift, and I just think.
Did he?
I don't want people coming after me like that.
Gosling? You're a Gosling man?
You know what?
Yum, yum.
I would say pre-filler Gosling. So like,
what's filler on him?
He's had some filler. He's getting a bit puffy.
Is he?
I'd say The Notebook, Gosling, peak. Gosling.
Drive for me because
the little jacket. You like the little satin jacket.
With the scorpion on the back.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yes, please.
You see those jackets like on market stalls? Yeah. Oh, no, they're so tacky and shit, but somehow he made them cool.
Yeah.
Who's yours?
Dave, we talked about on the last one. Beckham's always up there. Beckham's always up there for me, for my man crushes.
Sure.
In the past, I would have said Wesley Snipes.
Sure.
In Demolition Man.
Yeah.
Wow. Wesley Snipes. Okay. Come on.
I haven't watched White Lotus. But everyone seems to rave about that lad with the massive forehead. You know, the most recent...
Patrick Schwarzenegger?
No.
Who are you thinking of? Big forehead?
Big forehead guy. He was in the latest season of White Lotus.
Walton Goggins?
Yes.
Really?
No, I'm just... I think he's an attractive, older-looking man.
Sure.
Has he had work done?
I'd say that's a hard no on Walton.
That's a hard no on his work.
He's had no work, I think.
I like that natural look.
You like it, yeah.
It seems attainable.
Well, it is. You just age naturally.
Yeah, but you know,
it's the most attainable.
What's his name?
Walton Goggins.
Walton Goggins. What? This is like a famous person. Sounds like he works in the library.
Yeah.
He gives me Nick Cave vibes.
I think it's the eyebrows.
Complicated men.
Yeah.
We all like complicated men, apart from me. I like David Beckham.
My gig last night. You know, when you're trying to fucking do a work in progress and you sort of have to just walk on yourself.
Yeah, ice cold.
God,
So I was doing that and like just like, okay, settle down. And the last person to finish talking was this guy and he was like laughing and laughing. And I was like, everyone was just sort of looking at him.
What an arsehole. Laughing at a comedy game.
Fucking prick.
Get him out.
Shut up.
And he's just like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, all right, it's all right. What were you talking about? And like, he didn't want to say. And then, like, his wife, he was with three other women, and one of them was his wife. And she ended up saying, like, basically, he was telling us who he would sleep with if he was a woman and attracted to men.
Mm-hmm.
He could just say, if I was gay.
Yeah, that's what the point I made.
Oh, right. Good
they
you.
Loved it.
Loved
it. They would have loved you, mate. Nice. They would have loved you.
That's the instinct.
That's good stuff.
Anyway, like, so, like,
who did he go
that
for?
Was, like, the running... He wouldn't tell us. And I was like, was this a celebrity? And then I slowly found out that it was like, no, it's like someone we know. And like his wife was saying.
Oh, so someone he definitely wants to shag then.
Holy hell.
What an odd.
What elaborate way to say that you're gay.
And hot for your friend.
Yeah. And you want to sleep with one of your mates.
I just farted. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
It covered up from me.
Do you know what? I forgot about this. What do you think?
You're not sat on a chair with him.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I haven't been on the podcast for a while. I was like, yeah, no shit.
We've only just aired out the groomers from the last time you were in.
Yeah. It was the time you had 2 pano chocks and did a big shit halfway through.
you like athletic.
I'm into
alpha males.
Yeah.
You want to get ragged, don't you?
Arnold in his pomp.
He'd do some damage.
I'd say prime Arnold.
Yeah.
Who do you reckon out of those three, Snipes, Beckham, Arnold, who's going to be the best lovemaker?
Wesley Snipes. If I had to guess.
Bringing out the blade, you know what I mean?
What do you reckon? Same?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
I'm with you.
David doesn't look like he knows. Well, I mean, I'm sure he knows what he's doing, but he doesn't strike me as like...
I think he's never had to think about it.
Exactly. He's not...
Beckham's very capable, I'd say. Yeah, but he needs a lot of direction, you know?
I just think, if you, like Jules said, if you look like David Beckham, it's not like you have to put in the graft.
No.
You're David Beckham, for God's sake.
But also, he's sleeping with Victoria. Mm. She's a pretty beautiful lady as well. So
yeah,
like,
but he's fucking David Beckham. He's not
do you reckon
he's not putting a shift in, is he?
Do you reckon he just lays there and she goes for it?
I reckon.
Never really thought about it, I'll be honest. Well. But...
Arnie looks like he'd have a good laugh with you.
I tell you, if
he'd just be lifting you around, go, look, I can hold you here, I can hold you there, you know?
That's very good. That's
I thought we were still on back. Did he hit his head?
Yeah.
Oh, we're on Arnie, okay.
Well, if Carol Waterman listens to this, I think she'll be really interested in coming on. Carol, we know you're somewhat of an intellectual.
Yeah.
If you'd like to come in and have an intellectual debate. If she has an invention, of course, as well, that's the crux, I bet
she's got a few.
Of course she does.
She's a clever lady.
So, Paul, you had the all-in-one travel mountaineering suit. Outfit. Yeah.
Which has now become mandatory
Which
uniform for everyone
as
on the planet.
A good waterproof. Second, a pill that makes you happy. Third, new backs.
New backs.
So if you had to pick one
to bring to us,
the table of the groomers, which one are you pitching?
Which one has got the most? And the boffins are going to create it.
Yeah, they'll
new
make
backs,
it.
Man.
They'll
new backs.
New backs.
New backs. New backs.
I think new backs could be big. I think everyone needs new backs.
Yeah.
Feels like, you know, you can get a new knee now. You can get a new hip.
Yeah.
Get a new ass.
Sure.
Carol.
Those but BLTs.
Getting the BLTs in. But a new back, very good idea.
Yeah, I think so. I think anything medical, you can really rinse people for as well.
Charge them on insurance in other countries.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to make a couple of quid.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, now that we've discussed it on our show, obviously me and Jules own the intellectual property rights, which is...
But we'll throw you
in. We'll cut you in.
Cut me in
we'll
a couple
cut you
of,
a slice. A
couple of new backs for Paul.
We'll check you in a couple
sure,
of new
yeah.
backs.
Yeah.
You're going to be wearing yours out, I reckon.
If we know Paulie.
Yeah. If you carry on with your current lifestyle. He'll be needing some new hips before he gets that new back. Have you got anything you want to plug, Paul?
My Tuesday gig. Second Tuesday of every month at the Gaff. £2 Scumbag Club.
£2 Scumbag Club. I did that, didn't I?
You did.
Tough night. I think we talked about it on the last podcast, actually. So £2 Scumbag. And are you going to Edinburgh, Paul?
I'm going to try and go for the last week. We'll see what happens.
The last week. Have you got a venue or anything?
You're just going to scream in the streets?
Yeah. Something. I'm in talks.
Here we go.
Well, if you're in the Edinburgh Festival in the last week of August, be sure to check out Paul.
Go see Paul.
Because he's, for mine,
he's great.
Might need one of the best.
Yeah.
One of the best doing it right now.
So, award winning.
So are you guys. So are you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, when are you going to do a live one of these?
Yeah,
I
maybe.
Reckon by the end of the year.
That'd be nice.
I reckon us three and Jackie boy.
Let's get some listeners first, I reckon.
I reckon you could do it now, but
Yeah,
but you're like, you know, I'll just do it and see what happens. And I'm sort of the opposite.
Yeah. Just sort of like, let's make sure it's good.
Or just don't do it.
Yeah.
You do it at the Robin Hood. That's a 30 seater. You've got 30 pounds.
Then I'd have to do it at the Robin Hood.
Yeah.
I used to run a quiz at the Robin Hood.
Mm.
5 years, maybe more.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't realize you did it that long.
Yeah.
Were you a quiz master before you were a comedian?
Before I did stand up, yeah.
How'd you get into that?
my mates ran the pub. It was a good laugh, actually. I tell you what, it's harder than being a stand-up.
You got to deal with the pedants.
Being a quiz master is taking shit from everyone all night. Just some dweeb with his phone. I go, well, technically, I think you're fine. Go fuck yourself.
You got to be like a teacher to drunk people.
Yeah,
right?
It's chaos. Yeah. Problem was at the quizzes, they were smarter than me.
That's tricky.
I just brought in a rule where I would say at the start of the quiz is that it doesn't matter what the answer is. What do I think the answer to this question is? So I don't care what your answer is. Yeah. And I was like, and if I'm wrong, doesn't matter. You just have to get the same as me. Not necessarily the right answer.
Did you get regulars?
They were sweet, actually. I really liked the regulars. They were cool. Some of them still come to gigs and stuff. Aww. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening.
Jeez. I've had fun. Have you had fun?
It's been lovely, as always, you know?
Yeah.
Please like and subscribe to the podcast.
You've got to do this and sound less threatening. You look into your microphone as if it's done you wrong.
Please fucking do it. My mate Ree's been sharing it.
Oh, thanks,
Shout
Ree.
Out to Ree. I know you listen, so
that's
thanks.
Nice.
Tell your fucking friends, everyone else.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening.
Have a nice time.
And have a nice time. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, guys.